Hey guys, we try to keep the Chicks in Charge free for everybody. The one thing that we do ask though is that if you get any value out of our episodes or any of the content that we produce on social media, please share with a friend, share the show, please leave a rating for future listeners, and that way we can try to keep this free of ads and any subscription costs that you might have.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Chicks in Charge Automotive Edition. I am Jess.
I'm Shasta.
And today we have the best guest on the show today. We are so excited. It is Danelle Delgado with Team Engage. Welcome, hello. Danelle.
I'm so excited to be here. Just even with Chicks in Charge on the screen, it makes me excited.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited.
We're excited to have you on the show today. We have just been talking about it all week. We're so excited.
Yes.
I can't wait. You guys are actually some of the bravest ladies I've ever met because I saw you in person at NADA and they were like, get your calendar out. We're doing this. I was like, yes, this is what I'm talking about. Yes. I said, yes, we're doing this. It's on the schedule.
You have been on our goals list. So yes. We're almost at the 1 year mark of having the anniversary on April 3rd.
I think I have the original interviews list on my phone.
You have been on our interview want list since the beginning.
I have to
look. No way. But wait, you never asked me until you saw me at NADA. Yes. But now I get to be the anniversary edition. I like it.
Yes. I'm so excited. It's so perfect.
Definitely. So not that there's a chance that any of our listeners don't know you, but in case they don't, tell us about you, where you got your start, and how you got to where you are now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a similar story to most humans who have, like, I always tell people there's two ways we create change. One is we decide and we do something different daily, right? And we become a different human. The other is we get smashed in the face by massive emotional trauma and we decide that there is a need for change and we change. I chose the first path because I didn't know about the first, right? And so, you know, I ended up divorced with three little kids and really had nothing. And I had to learn a different way of life. I had to learn how to sell. There just weren't enough hours for me to be able to provide for my kids. And so I learned how to sell. I went from the worst where everybody ran away from me in the grocery store because they knew I was going to sell them something to studying my way, learning with some of the world's best to become the best so that I could really help people never have to have pain in that way. It turned into me building my own companies in a million different places and industries, teaching people, I think, the art of people and how to get what they want in life and really how to build the life that they know inside of them inherently that they can build. And so it went from that. So it's kind of funny. It really is a rap song, started from the bottom. Now we're here, right? From nothing to Forbes to... Yep. One of the leading women, they talk about me so kindly, but I think it's just a story of changing daily, every single day. When you know you can, you do it. And then surrounding yourself with people who are wind in your sails instead of the anchors in your butt.
I love that.
I love that so much. Did you write that down?
No, I should have. Still writing. Wind in your sails instead of the anchors in your butt. That's perfect.
It is perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably now going to be quoted all over with anchor in your butt.
So what's funny is right before this call, I run the business to business team too. So I was doing some research and it was like a one sentence. What is your one sentence? And so you said that. I'm like, this is now the one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Wind in there your sails, anchors in your butt.
Yep.
It is. That is a tool for any person who speaks anywhere at any time. If you can land the plane, your thoughts, your ideas in 4 words or less, people will remember you forever. Right. I think I'm most well known for the statement, who loses if you don't win? It's just a flip on why people know how to do things than they don't. And I said, well, when you flip the script and it's to serve other people, you usually perform better than you do for yourself. You spend too much time thinking about yourself, what other people think, all these things, but it's 4 words or less. And so I think sometimes we try to land a big message with a lot of words, but it's the few things that people remember that create change. So you know, anchors and bets, or who loses if you don't win. There's four words that you can leave with anyone and they'll think about you forever.
I love that. Those are so great. So right now, currently, what is your project, your biggest project that you're working on right now?
I love it. Right now, we are really expanding teamengage.com in the auto space specifically. We definitely are operating in insurance and medical and those kinds of things. But I feel sometimes like when I hang out in the auto space, I've found my home. It's the only industry that has never told me, hey, you work too hard, you should slow down. They encouraged me for having a passion big enough that I would fight for and with and alongside people to do better. I found myself at home with these giant corporations that give back to their communities more than most, and they never get honored for those or really noticed. I think people think automotive and they think Slick Rick, and I think automotive and I think some of the most quality humans I know, right, who care about people and credit scores and finance and service, yep, and moving people forward. And so Team Engage is bringing training in a new way to the automotive space. Automotive is talking about innovation all the time, and we've innovated training for automotive. It's no longer sitting in our conference room, sales and scripts and those kinds of things that most people have available to them for free if they use the YouTube, right? But we're giving them content, brain training, development of their personal and professional life at the same time in 15 to 30 minutes or less, like watching a YouTube video. They're like, training is supposed to be fun. Yes. Everything is supposed to be fun and hard and amazing. So Team Engage is taking training to a new level in all automotive. We're having a great time.
What do you think is the one thing that you and the team at Team Engage kind of focus most on specifically to the automotive industry?
I think because, and it sounds so simple, it's going to be overlooked, but I think the automotive space has more history in it than any of the other spaces. This has been handed down from generations to generations. This is how we do things. This is what we think. This is, people should be 10 car a month salespeople. The VDC should do this. The controllers should do this. And none of that, the history of the industry should be honored, but it should be honored with evolved learning.
Right.
And that's where I'm at. There are better ways. There are more efficient. They do have to look at work schedules and women and race and, right, like, you know, there's just all of these changes happening. And so I think training is behind. It's more historical in the automotive space. And I think that's why we're moving and catching on so fast, is that we are a new, innovative way to think differently. So we've got all these people who have these beliefs and they're stuck. And I come in a few weeks, they're thinking completely differently. They're hitting bigger numbers than they ever have. They're believing, they're changing the scope that has lasted for so long that it's actually moving their leadership rather than their leadership moving them. It's coming bottom up instead of top down. Unless you have a really innovative leader, they love us because they're like, this is what I've been looking for, right? But most of the time, it's like, Danelle, how are you getting these results with people? And I said, I'm just teaching them how to think. We were all taught how to think some ways incorrectly, not because people meant us bad. That's how they knew. And I think there's so much access to good information. Mm-hmm. We had to grow, and Team Engage is on the front wave of that.
That's really smart.
So I'm excited about.
Yeah. It's something that I don't think I've ever heard a trainer really mention before, or a team that is training, because, you know, everybody looks at starting at the front line, whether that be in the BDC, in the sales department, and, you know, once you meet a customer, but nobody thinks about the before that. And
yeah, it's absolutely, like, we all know that human that walks in the room and is noticeable. They just have not an arrogance, but a confidence, a kindness to them that only comes from solid self-image, right? And when you walk in and you see something like that, oh, I want to buy from the solid person in the room, not the weakest, so imagine if you have a team full of people who believe in themselves, you have a team full of people who've been working on themselves, growing, working on their home life, you know, and you have leaders who are pouring into them as humans, you have humans who love their dealerships, who love their jobs. And when people walk into a space like that, they're like, I'm buying cars here forever. This was nothing like I've experienced before. And so, you know, I think people forget that healed humans help people, and they just haven't put the time on helping people heal, you know, and it, cause it sounds weak and soft, but it's the strongest, most gangster thing I do is what if I could change your thoughts about what you could create in 3 minutes or less. I did it this morning, and I showed people how powerful the brain was. We're here in Texas working with one of the large auto groups who are selling 400 cars a month. And I come in where they're winning and show them how much they're underachieving in a kind way and what they could do. And, you know, the GM's like, we're about to blow the roof off this thing. We had no idea. That's how simple progress is. Right. And so if you can fix thinking at a solid level with fact, not feelings, you can fix sales.
Exactly. And one of the most important pieces of that any human can implement, and I think is one of the reasons that I fell in love with your purpose and your passion so much, is you have a book, I Choose Joy, or like a workbook. I brought it last week. I didn't bring it today, like a dork.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. No, these ladies are so nice. I missed our appointment last week, flying like a crazy woman.
So that book, and I know many people personally who are going through it, and it has changed their outlook, their way of thinking every day and approaching different situations in a new way. What kind of stemmed that from?
Yeah. You want to know, it's crazy. It actually began when I found out I had cancer. And I think the one thing I had in my life was confidence of my own thoughts. I think I had that for a lot of my life. I don't know if I was born with it or my circumstances made me have it, but I had that. And when I found out I had cancer, it was like, oh, I'm not invincible. Uh-oh. And it scared me. And so I was like, wait, I refuse to be this human who's like, slow down, you need soup, what's happening, you're going to die like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And it was, I have 3 kids who count on me, I'm going to rise up, what am I going to do? And so I started being grateful for my life. I started writing down, thank you that I woke up today. I'm going to make it count. If my kid, I don't know if I'm going to make it. So my kids, I've got to earn enough in this short amount of time that I'm going to take care of them. It was all about what could I do now to move the needle forward. And where most people give up and start saying their goodbyes and how would I spend my time if this is all I got? I was like, I'm making it. I'm doing this right. And little did I know. But then as I started rising through it and I got healthy and, you know, it came back and I got healthy again, as I was going through this pattern, everybody was asking me the same questions. And so I simply made a book that showed them my patterns to win in hard times. And I also kind of used their pain as a progressive tool instead. So when things got tough, people would start saying the title. They're like, I choose joy. I choose joy. I am doing this correctly. I'm not going to punch them in the face. I'm not going to cry. Right. But it gave them a different answer to hard times. And I think so many people around us, when things get hard, they sit with people who commiserate with them rather than who challenge them to move forward. And the book was a challenge. So it's the 4 tools that I use to progress. Gratitude every single day, growth every single day. You're going to learn 30 minutes a day, write down one thing you're going to apply. Your goals every single day and the strict plan that I use to hit goals, not just have them. And then grace, what you need to let go of. The other part of life I think people get sick and tired of is holding on to things and resentment. And so-and-so said this about me, I'll never forget it. And then they try to build their dreams off of revenge. And I was like, well, that serves no one. It makes you icky inside. So what if we had an antidote to all of those pain? And you take gratitude, makes you see opportunity instead of challenges. You take growth, it opens up for you to see things instead of complain about things, right? And create more opportunity than lack. Then you have goals and you're focused on what you can do instead of what you can't. Then you have grace and you're like, I just let it go. Like, it doesn't matter. If this doesn't matter on Tuesday, it's not going to matter 3 years from now. I can't tell you. I'm like, road rage? Should that really be a thing? Y'all can't control your emotions because somebody's a bad driver? Like, what is happening with the human race, right? 2020, right. People yelling at each other. I mean, people just are uncontrolled. And I was like, how could I make a difference in the world? Well, these are the four things that I can control. And when I controlled those, I started winning. And so we made it a book. And I was like, well, these are the four things. And if you do this for 365 days, then I can help you. You're actually in a pattern of winning. And so it's funny because in the beginning, I thought it was like the dumbest thing I created. By the way, I was like, this is so dumb. It's like, oh, you fill it out and do it yourself. Why am I charging money for this? Right. That's literally what I felt. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I wrote in 19 pages of it. The rest is you, but people are buying this. Why? Right. So I'm just telling you, I had like a self check. Like, is this the right thing to do? And what I learned is the investment to choose themselves and do something daily would change lives. The investment to train your mind. I didn't even know all the science behind it. I just knew what worked with me. Then I studied the science and was like, oh my gosh, push this out all over the world. Right. Yeah. So it's like you choose gratitude. You take away the complaining haters in the world. You choose growth. People see what they can do, not what they can't. Right. So the whole thing, and there's not a day, not one, that I don't get a Facebook, Instagram, text message from at least one person that this book changed their life, changed their marriage, changed their work, changed their parenting and their relationship with their kid. Like, and I'm literally like, I almost didn't publish it. So I always challenge people all the time. They're like, this is a dumb idea. I go, I almost didn't release something that saves millions of lives every year. Stop questioning it. Put it out there. If it helps one person, is it worth it? Yes. Right? That's so we get in our own heads. So dumb. I almost was like, ooh.
No, that's amazing. And for our listeners that aren't sure what we're referencing here, this is Danielle's book, I Choose Joy. And I don't know what episode Ashley Negron was, but she was one of our most recent last episodes. And we talked about it on that episode. So I would highly recommend, if you are listening to this right now, that you go back to Ashley's episode and hear all of the amazing things that Ashley also had to say about Danielle's book.
Yeah,
I love it.
She's the best. That conversation with her is what inspired me to buy it for my husband and I.
Yep.
I love it so much. It's, and I think sometimes this is what we mess up on human nature. We think that important things should be hard and difficult. It's the simplest process for life-changing results. Actually, the answers are most of the time pretty simple. I don't know why we make life so difficult, but we should really work on simplifying things. The book definitely does.
So you have quite the name to live up to, because I've heard so many people reference you as the millionaire maker.
Yes.
How did you get, I can only imagine how you got that nickname, but I want to hear it from your mouth. How did you get that nickname?
I love it. Yeah. You know, what's funny is the first time it was when I was being announced on a stage and somebody introduced me as that. And I literally had like this sink in my stomach. This was several years ago. It was like sinking in my stomach, like, millionaire maker. Yeah. And then I was like, well, yeah, I guess I helped her and I helped him and I helped her. And oh, I guess I do that. But it felt so big. And I was like, is that the truth? Don't introduce me with a lie. Like, that's that's like the worst start ever. But it was just, it was someone's interpretation of my bio and what they saw me do in the world. And they were like, and they had known someone who I had helped become a millionaire. And so that's how they talked about me. And I had no idea. And, then Forbes caught a hold of it, and then, you know, it stuck. And then it actually helped me more than it helped others, I think, is it's, I had to start making moves based on, does this help make other people win at the millionaire level, right? The whole goal that I had when starting this was, if I could help enough people win, we could get more people giving back. That was my only goal. I was like, people aren't helping. They're starving people because there aren't enough people making money who would give. And the people who are successful are usually the ones who give back, not the people who are trying to survive. They're just trying to cover their own bases. And I was like, I have to help more winners win more because they're the ones who are going to give back. So that's where the millionaire moves make. You don't have to change. You can make six figures and change the world. You can make less than that and change the world. But it was me striving to make moves big enough to help people make way more that introduction really did for me. And I was like, oh, well, how many could I make? Then I started numbering the plans that I made, all of the booklets and all of the people who had $1 million plans in their hand. And I was like, oh my God, that's over 2,300 that I built, right? And so I started adding them up and putting facts behind things. And I think so many times we just live our life with so many feelings. If we could set those aside and use our feelings to be passion and love and support and service, and then the facts would move the needle for us, we could achieve anything we wanted. I went to the facts and I was like, hell yes, I'm the millionaire maker. Yeah, that one was 500 million. That one was 20, right? And then it gave me the courage to make bigger moves. And so like, imagine, think about all the people you've helped. And if you actually just introduced yourself every day like that, like leader of all parents, BDC champions, right? Like if you gave yourself an entrance to the ring every day, you'd probably up your game every day too. So everybody should have their own intro. Write it, read it, deliver it daily.
I love that.
Wow. Said the same thing. Yep. I stopped.
So it's a good idea. Thanks for having me have all these ideas.
Do you have, and you don't have to name drop if you're not comfortable name dropping, but did you have a mentor or somebody that really helped you whenever you were struggling and you were down and out?
Yeah, for sure. And I always share people. I'll name drop all day long. I always give back credit. Yeah. I think the most important one that I always have to start with is my grandpa. And it sounds really cheesy, but the human who changed my life the most was the person who put one thought in my head forever that was different than what the majority of people who knew me did. And my grandpa believed in me. He knew I was a little bit set apart. He knew I was quiet. He knew I was a hard worker. He knew I was a good human. And even when things go wrong in families, he was always the one who was winking at me. He was like, I know it's going to be you, right? Even on his deathbed, my family didn't even want me to see him and he could barely speak. And he had three words for me. And those were the last things I ever heard. He told me to go be great. And so I say that all the time. I sign it all the time. And I keep that in my head. So on hard days, I'm like, go be great. Don't just show up, go be great. Right. And so those three words stuck with me the most. But then it made me make decisions, right? I think my biggest mentors were books and the authors who wrote them. And then I became friends with those authors because I was honored by those books. So we think about Grant Cardone and Tim Grover and all of these things that changed my life. And I think as much as I would give all the credit to these champions who led so I knew what was possible, it was my activity with them, me fighting to be friends with them, sit at tables with them, speak at events with them. I'll give myself credit for that. I fought harder than anybody I know to like be in their presence and spent all my money trying to be there, right? I invested. But then my greatest teachers were the clients I served, my customers. How did I do it right? Evaluating how I did it wrong, asking them questions about how I could have done it better. Did I underserve? Did I overserve? Knowing when I undercharged and I created massive things and was like, oh, and then knowing when I undercharged and had to way overwork and hardly get paid for it. Like, you know, those things. And then seeing the difference I made in people and what I didn't like. Your customers are your greatest mentors ever. They'll tell you real quickly where you rock and where you suck.
That is true. I love that so much. You are an inspiration. Like, I didn't know most of this stuff about you prior to coming on the podcast. I had done my research. I've seen a few other podcasts that you've done. I went through the book. But you are just
good questions. Good questions. I don't know that I've shared all this with people. So
no, I'm just baffled. I mean, I know that Shasta has done a lot of research about you long before I really even knew who you were. And I know that Robin did too. And I've always heard just amazing things about you, Danelle, but you are such a light in this industry. And I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad that you're on the podcast with us because I cannot
light it up. I love it.
I am just loving your story and your resilience to everything that you went through and how you rose above it, every bit of it.
Thank you. I think I always just want people to know, right? I want people to know, like, they're just, Like, you can use all those like silly memes, right? It's your story. You hold the pen, write your own, right? Do all of these kinds of things. But I want people to inherently know they know the right thing to do. They know they're worth more. They know they're capable. I just want to teach people to listen to themselves, to train themselves correctly. If you can't afford to be in front of great people, grab books. Those people won, or they wouldn't have had anything to write down in pages, right? Like grab any mentor you can, and at any moment, it really is your story. And if you think about it as far as you could think today, go deliver it. Go do it. Get that many sales. Move forward that much. Because when you get there, then you get the next key. It's almost like a game, right? Like, then you get the next door opens. But you can't get there if you know what to do and you don't do it. You have to learn to trust yourself over anybody else. Guys, my mom doesn't believe in me the most out of anyone in my life. And most people would walk around complaining about that and being like, I just want her to be proud. And I go, when I went out and made myself proud and changed millions of lives and she still didn't like me, I had to go, the problem is not me. The problem is that I need to love her so much she would go do that for herself, not hate her, right? And so you learn these things that are moments of clarity. And I hope these podcast interviews are moments of clarity for people. How did she go do it? Man, she cancer, divorced, all these horrible things where most people quit and cry and roll over. And I was just like, well, let's make it better. Well, let's try this. Well, and only talk about what you want. I think people spend so much time talking about what they don't or how hard things are. I'm like, remove those words from your mouth.
They attract it to them.
Talk about what you want. Yeah. Talk about what you want only, or don't talk at all. I'd rather you be quiet. Right. Yeah.
Things about podcasts like this, and one of the reasons why we listen to so many as well is trying to learn and learn how to teach. And we talked about that a little bit before the show, that a lot of people will withhold information because they just don't know how to get it to the next person, or they don't know that they're supposed to. What is probably
second guess?
What's the most important part of that, and how that's, especially in the automotive industry, I experienced that so much coming up. I'm on my 10th year in this business, and that is something that I struggled with, was learning because I couldn't find the people who would teach. Mm-hmm. How do we be better?
Right. I think the automotive industry is so busy trying to get there, trying to get to their numbers every 30 days, trying to progress so much that they can't find time, or nobody's teaching them how to teach well, right? So this is kind of what we talked about before, is, you know, people move up through the ranks because they've been there a long time, or they became skilled at the place, but they were never taken through a training of, here's how to teach what you know. It was just like, tell them what you know. And I was like, I know you told me, I don't get it. Right? So telling is different than showing is different than teaching. And so if you're looking at something, I think to make it as simple as possible, it's like, it comes down to these couple of words. Look, here we are again with the four words or less, right? Never be in the same pain twice. That's the goal for you. Anyone who works with you, never be in the same pain twice. So if you see a pain, there is something we're not teaching, or we're not teaching well, right? People are like, yeah, I have people being late all the time. And I was like, well, that's your fault. Why are they late? Right? What's happening? What could you, rather than yelling at people and disciplining them for being late, how could you make it awesome that they would be there on time? They're like, oh, that's not rocket science. That's actually human behavior. Yeah. Right. Hey, the BDC doesn't know how to do this. How do we learn how to do it? Go search out the best people in the world, get them to do a free training. Oh, you learned, they learned. And I think it takes humility to learn how to teach that you might not be the best to teach the information, but who would be, can you get them to help? Because then that's what I did, right? I went to every conference and speaking thing and studied all these people and said, oh, I'm going to learn how to teach the best. I went to school to learn how to teach. I went to do all of these things. So I think it's the humility that all teaching comes from incredible learning, right? If you're in pain, there's something you got to solve. Lean towards who could solve it best. You'll learn how to teach it.
That's smart. That's very smart.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did. If I didn't know how, I found somebody who was doing it better. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to find somebody who's doing it best. I want to learn from them. that's going to be the fastest way, right? I could have had any sales speaker speak at my events, but I was like, no, Grant's the best. I'm going to have Grant teach it, right? I could have gone and worked for any dealership in the world. And I was like, no, I want to work with Liza. I want to work with the female. I want to work with it, right? I could have gone to anywhere and said, these are the clients I want. And I was like, no, Tustin, Roberkia is the best at this and this. And then I want to work with him, right? So when you go to find the answer, people do what they do with themselves and they go small. I just eliminated small. I like high heels and big moves and big hair. So all things big, right? Who's the best? Do that. Yeah. Right.
I love that so much, Danielle. You are an incredible human.
Yes. And speaking of Liza.
Thank you for having me. This is amazing.
I love this. Speaking of Liza, you guys have worked together quite a while. I love every time you go and visit, she always shares some awesome things. Yes. You guys do yoga together. Or something at the dealership.
We do F45. We work out. Yes, we lift some weights and we run sometimes together. She is a runner. I am a participant working on learning the skill.
There you go.
We're actually supposed to run the Chicago Marathon together in October this year.
Wow.
She asked me yesterday how my running training was going. And I was like, oh, I'm about to start.
Tomorrow.
Monday, because that's when everybody starts things. Oh, no, I'm going to get it done. Don't you worry. Blood, sweat, or tears are dead. I'll cross that finish line. Drag me there.
Yeah, if you got to be dragged.
There you go.
I'd be 17 hours in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, but sorry, speaking of Liza.
Yeah, no. Yes. Her team is amazing. What she has done there, she was a guest on the show. We adore her and her story. And the
she's
whole
my
team
favorite.
At CMA. She's phenomenal. Yeah. And I know that you've played a part in some of that growth and their expansion. Do you see that level of drive with a lot of dealers?
Yeah, this is amazing. Liza's one in a billion. I will tell you that just in who she is, how she stands, how people respect and what she draws to the table. She was the greatest gift. I was speaking at an event. The man was taking off my microphone. It's like quite a contraption when you're a girl and you have dresses on. It's, you know, you meet people, they're like, I'm like, oh, I should know your name. Hi, sir. Oh my word. Right. But he was like taking the microphone out of my dress and everything. And I see Liza coming up the aisle and she's like barreling like a tiny, but mighty little thing. And I'm like, and I tell the guy, I'm like, well, she either loved me or hated me. We're about to find out. Right. Like she was on a mission. Right. Mm-hmm. And she came up and spoke to me and was like, you and that, I want that. How do we talk about having more of that in my life? And I was like, I think you're way more successful than me. I'm not sure what you want from me. Right. We're going to figure it out. And she became a VIP client. I made her so uncomfortable. I took her away from the dealership for 2 days. I sat her on an island with just a cooler of water, me and her. And we rebranded CMA and built a mission in there that would become a movement of CMA, of moving lives forward, which is her heartbeat. We got to work together personally. Then she was like, can you do this with my leaders? Now, can you do this with my whole staff? Now, can you never go away? And I'm like, can you never? I learned more from her than anything. And I think she kept my feet planted in auto. And you know, I think most people, if they stay at a dealership and if they're there, they have this similar heartbeat of, I'm not here for cars. I'm here for people. I'm here right. for moving the human race. Cars get to be the vehicle with which we do that. I have met more. I'm shocked every single day at how many there actually are who are doing this right. I think some still do it wrong. That's the same in every industry. But there are so many doing it right. It's just Liza and I creating Team Engage as a movement for women in auto as well, which I can't tell you all about. But for those of you who are women in auto, you're going to get a shot to run with Liza and I in 2024, which is amazing. She's always open to walk new paths, innovate, and make sure that this industry is building up valuable humans. And so I'm always in for that. So there are so many that we get to work with that we absolutely love, and they're emerging every single day. Team Engage is picky. I don't work with everyone. If they don't hold our values, I don't do that. Right. I can't fix character, but I can take good character and make it a rocket ship. And so that's kind of who we're working for. There's an interview process. I think I'm the only salesperson that like I'm interviewing who wants to work with us more than they're interviewing me. But I want my name attached to those good ones that are out there.
For yep. sure. I love that so much.
And you get to work closely. I don't ever like to name drop other people, but I know you mentioned him earlier. You get to work very closely with Glenn, and yep. Glenn is also a huge powerhouse in the industry.
He's right over there having lunch with Mike and Ellie.
So you guys get to work very closely together, and he has a system that he has implemented and proven time and time again back when he was in the dealership. How yeah. has it been kind of like partnering together, working together? And where yeah. did you guys even?
Yeah. So we met at 10X Growth Con. Okay. I was speaking. He was going to go have a snack and go to the restroom until I started speaking. So he didn't know who I was. And I got the opportunity to speak, you know, really into his core and see what he wanted to become. And then it grew into mentorship, friendship, that we started working with Liza's dealership together. Now we actually build Team Engage and 800% a lot side by side, because people need the dealership support as well as the mental and strategy that I bring to the table. And so it's just a cohesive unit. And I think, you know, it's just like when people work together for a couple of years, you see who they are and what they're about. You learn to trust each other. And this is a bond where we really get the best results out of people together. And so it's a rare gifted friendship that our families love each other. And we just are both so committed, probably addicted to our impact, that what we do together works. And wins. Yeah, we were here working both the dealership side and the personal side with some incredible dealerships here in Texas. And when you build up that big and you're always like, okay, run, shoot for the moon, look to your left, look to your right, see who's running with you. That's who you stay running with. We're constantly running, and it gets to be a gift to work with those people that you love to death, you know?
Yeah. And I can't imagine getting to do that every day.
I know.
And especially partnered with somebody who is also such a powerhouse. You guys are both powerhouses, and it does make sense when, you know, we've seen what 800% does, mm-hmm. and we've seen what you can do, and the fact that we bring those together and offer that together. And it does take both. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you need both sides. If you're going to sell as many cars as you need to a month, you've got to have the right mentality, and you've got to be thinking about your customers, your team, your product all the correct way.
Yep. Yeah. It's, you know, there's some things that just all the other things in the universe or whatever you believe, bring together people who are running really hard for their mission, and they make missions work together. It's like the world, God, the universe, they all know what we need before we do. Mm-hmm. And, it's been a real gift to see what we can do together. Yeah, it's fun. And I think people are always like, how did you have that lucky you? And I'm like, no, that is not luck. That is like when you run your hardest, you're going to be delivered with the thing that will be your catalyst, that will be an extra added incentive that we were for each other in many different ways, right? I was building all this and I had Engage going, right? This idea. And when I met Mike, right, who now is business partner and my partner and became so many things to me, teaching me how people consume information after billions of views and millions of followers that I didn't know and understand, and I didn't know that I needed, right? So when you have more people running after what they're actually capable of, what they need is actually going to land right in their lap.
Precisely.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me today. You are awesome. This is so great. And for letting me miss my first appointment with you.
It's all right. I'm just happy that you were able to make it today. And thank you so much. I know you've had a crazy busy day. I know Glenn rushed you to be here last minute.
He did.
But we do appreciate you taking the time. And we appreciate Glenn not getting you in a car wreck or anything on the way.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Grapevine Honda, for the car that we borrowed to get here quickly.
Are you going to be at any conferences coming up or any big events that people
can attend? I am so excited. I get to keynote at a SOTU. I hope you all have your tickets. I get to do that. I get a keynote in August, the Anthony Algona. I'm so excited. Yeah, right. Oh, good. I can't wait. Hey, and for any of you who are doing those things or your sales teams or your meetings, man, get me in a dealership near you. I can't wait to serve you all.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Danelle. We truly appreciate you coming on the show. So without further ado, in a world where you can be anything, be kind, because you never know what battles others are facing out there. So when you go out into the world this week, remember to light it up. I am Jess.
I'm Shasta.
And that's Danelle. Thank you.
Oh, that was my line. Danelle.
That was, hey. It's okay.
I was waiting for Chicks in Charge, and we are Chicks in Charge.
And we are the Chicks in Charge. Thanks so much. Yay, you've made it this far. And if you want to help the chicks out and add some value, make sure you subscribe right now.
Click that little red button down below. Do it. Do it now.